Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Jimbo. And before we start today's episode, even though the title has the hashtag TBT in it, some people have been getting confused because of the content that is in the episodes, or not so much the content, but the ads that run on top of some of these episodes. So this episode today is actually a throwback episode. And the reason for these is I had so much good content, and I knew people weren't going to go back and listen to episodes from a long, long time ago. So I wanted to kind of repurpose those, bring them back in, because the content itself is evergreen, meaning that content that may have played 3 or 4 years ago is still just as useful now as it was then. So that's why I choose to replay them. Of course, I hand select them. So just so you know, this episode is a throwback episode. So if there's any ad on top of it and it doesn't make sense, or you go to a website and it's not there anymore, that is why. But the content itself is evergreen. Enjoy.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Auto Detailing Podcast listeners, are you thinking about starting your very own mobile auto detailing business, but don't know where to start? Confused with all the information that you're getting online? I wish I had a resource like this when I first started my business way back when. I've created the Mobile Auto Detailing Academy, a bulletproof way to start up and grow your business and start making money. We leave all the confusion out of it and just give you the facts and what you need to grow and succeed in your very own mobile auto detailing business. Head on over to mobileautodetailingacademy.com. That's mobileautodetailingacademy.com, and get started today.
Hey, it's Jimbo with the Auto Detailing Podcast, coming back for another episode from the road. And I want to talk about something that I've kind of been dealing with a little bit lately, but it is part of the entrepreneurial business owner journey. And so a lot of you guys that are running your own businesses will be able to resonate with this. And really, it goes beyond business and entrepreneurship and kind of just goes into life and how life is, and the ebbs and flows of life. But it is easy to get down on yourself, and then easy for you to get a really big head. And it reminded me of a saying, or a quote, I guess, but more so a saying. And that saying is, you're never as bad as they tell you you are, and you're never as good as everyone says you are. So I don't know if that's the exact saying or the exact quote. If you know it, that's fine. But, you know, through life we go through, or through business, and kind of what I've been dealing with lately is just going through, like, kind of the storms of business where nothing seems to be going right, or, you know, you don't seem to be getting any reviews, or you don't seem to be getting any feedback, or the feedback that you do get is just a poop storm. You know, I like to call them poop storms, you know, where you cannot seem to get out of the storm. Sometimes I even sub that word poop for an alternative word that's a little more descriptive. But a storm where you're just, nothing is going right. I can't line any work up. I can't get, anything going. And it just seems to translate into every area of your life, and you're just stuck in this storm. Well, while you're in that storm, it's important to remember, and this could be a literal storm or a figurative storm. A few weeks back we talked to Cameron Johnson from High Def Detail, or sorry, Drive Auto Appearance, and you know, he talked about dealing with 3 weeks of snow in Texas. So maybe it's a literal storm and not a figurative storm, but it's important to remember, in that storm, you're not as bad as everyone is telling you. And maybe people aren't literally telling you you're bad, or maybe they are. But maybe it's just you're telling yourself you're bad because you can't line up any work. You can't put anything together. The things that, you know, people are denying you work or whatever. You're not as bad as that storm. You're not as bad as you're telling yourself. you are in that storm. And then on the flip side of a poop storm, or insert whatever word you want, storm, is that you're not as good as everyone is telling you. And this is where I struggle. This is where a lot of guys struggle in the industry. You're not as good as your hype is telling you you are. You're not as good as you think you are. You're not as good as everyone on Facebook is telling you are. Because at the end of the day, guys, we're just detailers. We're just car janitors, I think, as Ivan LaCroix said in one of the Facebook groups. We're just car janitors. It's not that serious. You know, we're not heart surgeons. We're not, you know, lifesavers. Well, sometimes we are, as far as whatever, but people think we're lifesavers. But it's not that serious. Don't believe your own hype. It's not that important. Have fun with it. Put your ego aside. Don't believe your own hype, I think, is another saying, or maybe that's part of the saying that I'm trying to explain to you or whatever. But it's but that helps you to, remembering that when your head is getting so big you could barely sit in a car anymore, and your ego's out of control, remembering that you're not as good as your own hype tells you that you are helps you to keep a level head and helps you to keep even keeled and not so emotionally charged, which is very hard to do. And I've had to learn, and I'm still working on my process of not becoming emotionally charged in certain situations. But to remain even keeled within your business and running your business is, I feel, the best way to go. And something that helps me to do that is to remember that on my worst days, I'm not as bad as everyone is telling me I am. And on my best days, when everything's rocking and rolling, the poop storm is nowhere in sight, not to believe your own hype, because at the end of the day, we're just car detailers. So anyway, that's my episode for today. Don't believe your own hype. And hey, when you're having a bad day, bad storm, don't get down on yourself. It's not that bad.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com to read our full show notes, blog posts, updates, and even sign up for our newsletter so you can be the first to hear about the latest and greatest all things Auto Detailing Podcast. And don't forget, if you leave us a rating and review on iTunes, it'll help us reach other auto detailers just like you, and you may even get a shout out at the top of a future episode. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next episode.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.